This is Jeremiah.
Hi, I got Asimov on the line. He's the owner of True Blue Logistics. He says he could use an extra $20K for working capital.
Okay, got it. Can't work. And what was your first name, sir?
My first name, Jasser. J-A-S-U-R.
J-A-S-U-R. Okay, Jasser. And you own True Blue Logistics?
Yes.
Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business, Jasser?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And how long you been in business for?
More than 2 years.
Cool. Okay. So tell me a little bit more about what you're looking to do as far as the $20K. What is that going to be used for?
For the equipment.
Oh, okay. What type of equipment?
That's going to be for the trucking business.
Truck. So you're looking to purchase a truck or a trailer?
Just trailer.
Trailer.
I bought the trailer. That's I paid already 50%, just the 50% left. That owner, it's going to be, he's going to sell that company, and then that's why I just want to pay off that. I'm going to make a pay remaining balance and then, take that trailer from his company.
Okay, so you're gonna get that. So the trailer that you own, you have now, you're gonna be buying it from the owner.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me buy it from the owner. And how much are you paying for it right now?
$1,500.
$1,500 a month.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, what'd you guys do in sales last year?
I'm sorry?
What did you guys
last
do in
year?
Sales? Yeah, 2015.
That's the same business, trucking.
No, I know, but how much did you guys make?
The company made about $96,000.
Company made $96K. Okay, sales. Okay. And, Jasser, what's a good number to give you a call back on just in case the line drops?
615-850-4400.
4400. Okay, so I got 615-850-4400.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool.
And, I have a question. What's the interest rate for the 20 or 25K?
Yeah, well, it kind of really depends on what you look like on paper, and what you're buying. Just to get a little bit more info from you, basically how it works is we get an application from you, get some bank statements. You are a fairly new business, but it really depends, like I said, what you look like on paper. So, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's a middle, about 600.
600? Okay.
Yes.
So around 600. And so I just want to understand what you're going to be using it for right now. So your business, True Blue Logistics, are you in-state or interstate? Do you cross state line?
Interstate.
Interstate.
That's not interstate. It's not interstate. It's interstate.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And
that's a two type of trucking business, interstate, it's just the one state.
Right,
interstate,
right.
Interstate, it's going to be 48 states, yeah.
So do you go to all 48 states?
Yes.
You do, okay. 48 states.
Yeah, I guess we have a registration for 48 states.
Okay. And is your truck, is it a sleeper or a non-sleeper?
Yeah, sleeper. It's interstate. That's why it's sleeper.
Okay. Sleeper. And is it just one truck in your fleet?
I'm sorry?
How many trucks do you have in your fleet?
I have two trucks. two trucks, and one truck for the car carrier, one of them for the general load.
Two trucks. So I'm sorry. One for the what?
One for the general load. That's a dry load. You know, it's for the drive-in. Second one for the car carrier. That amount, if I'm going to get it for business capital, it's going to be using for car carrier.
For a car carrier, okay. So that's when you say you mean
car carrier trailer.
So what are you transporting?
Cars, automobiles.
Cars, okay. So you're transporting automobiles. Are you transporting for like a specific dealership?
No, I'm an independent contractor. I'm not under the some truck companies. I'm just independent and I'm working myself. I do everything myself.
Okay. Well, but I mean, like, how do you get your business? How do you get your customers?
That's the software, you know, from brokers.
From brokers, okay.
From brokers. The brokers has a, we in trucking business, there is some software where we can post a load or pick a load, you know. That's what we're using, that software for the brokers and transportation.
Okay. So I'm just trying to understand what exactly you do. So are you transporting like new vehicles, broken vehicles? What are you?
It doesn't matter. It depends market. It depends market. It doesn't matter what kind of car is it.
Sometimes
we use it in salvage cars too. Salvage cars too, because you know in the United States there is a rule. The customer, if it's located in overseas. They can buy the salvage cars from United States, and then United States allows them take up cars from auctions, and then you know they have a lot of option to buy from United States and then get from a port and put in containers and you know send them.
Oh, okay, so the
send
software.
Them overseas.
The software that you have gives you a call and says, hey, we have somebody who needs to take, we need this car delivered from here, point A to point B. And is it does it know where you're at, your location, or do you have to drive to a different state? I mean, how does that work?
Now, for example, I get the load from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the auction for the cars, that's the biggest market in the world.
So you're...
And then there is the auctions, and there are some auctions, salvage auctions, and then dealer auctions. When customer buying the cars from auctions, they post the cars on the software, and there is a special board. Load board.
Okay.
And then they post them, posting the cars, and then we get the cars from, we pick the cars from a load board, and we call them the customer, say, I'm here, and I can get your car, I can pick your cars, pick up your cars, and drop them off after 2-3 days. And then we get the negotiate the prices, and they send it to us, gate passes. And we go to into auction and get the cars, load them, and drop them off, get the money from a customer.
Okay, so the auction tells you what cars need to be transported. Then you call the customer, and then you determine a price or an agreement with the customer. Then you go and pick the car up before you get paid. When does the customer pay you?
After dropping off.
After
that's
drop-off.
A couple auction.
Okay.
Cash on delivery or quick pay billing, you know. That's
But who pays the auction?
Has a 3 or 4 options for payment. Huh?
Who pays the auction? Cuz didn't he ordered it off or he purchased it from the auction, right?
So for example, let's explain to you in a different way. Okay. For example, your customer, your dealer, you have a dealership.
Okay.
And then you go to auction to buy cars to sell them in the dealer. You are the, you know, seller.
Okay. Yeah, reseller, you know, like a used car dealership.
Used cars or new cars, you know, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sometimes you get the cars from a factory.
Okay.
You know, and then when you get your cars, I mean, when you bought the cars from auction, and then you will all information from auction, you know, and then you will post in a load board. You know, you will post the loads to the load board. It's a software special for the transporters and for the brokers.
Okay.
When you post the cars, and then it's gonna, I can see your cars in the load board, and then I will call you. Hey man, you just post the cars from that auction, and then drop them off at that state. You know, and I tell you, hey, man, how much you gonna pay for? You say it your price. I will say my price, and then we will get some agreement for the prices, and then, you know, you will send to me rate confirmations, and then I will get the rate confirmation, and plus you will send the gate passes from for the auction. I can go inside the auction and pick that those cars. And then load them, and I will go to drop them off in your location.
Okay, so they already paid the auction then for the cars, right? They are that part's already been taken care of.
When I'm dropping off the cars in your location,
uh-huh.
You will receive your cars, and then you will give me the check for the cars.
And then you pay the auction
for the not for the cars, for the transportation.
Right.
To transport the cars, you will pay for just for the transport.
Right.
For the cars, that's it's gonna be your problem. How you gonna pay for the auction? How you gonna do that? Or you get some financial? If you have some financial institute to pay them all cars, and that's your problem. It's not my
sure.
problem. My business is just to pick up the cars, drop them off, and get the money from a customer, just for transportation.
Transportation, okay. I guess I'm just curious on why, how they can let the car go if nobody paid for it yet. Like, how will they let you pick it up if it's not paid for? Do they pay for that up front? You're not just sure how that works?
No, I'm not a dealer. I don't know.
Okay, all right, no problem. But you guys come to an agreement on of the cost. Is there like an average of what most trucking companies go off of? I mean, how do you determine the price?
Determine price? It's for the distance.
It's a per mile breakdown?
For each car, per mile, they pay from 35 cents up to 45 cents, sometimes 50 cents. You know, just for per cars.
Okay.
I can load it to 7 cars on my trailer.
Load up to 7, okay. 7, okay. So right now, the trailer that you have, you're paying $1,500 a month for that specific trailer, right?
Yes.
And you want one, you want 20 to 25 in to
yes.
purchase a new trailer?
That's not new trailer, you know.
A used trailer, but a different one, so that way you're not.
Yeah, that's you know, that's a situation like that. I have my friend. He's selling his trailer.
Uh huh.
I bought that trailer this year about on May,
okay.
Yeah, and then I paid $35,000. We negotiate for $60,000 or $62,000. I don't remember. And then just the remaining balance is 23 or 24. I have to check it out. That's between the $23,000 or $25,000.
Oh, so you just need the money to pay it off. Balance. Okay.
Yes.
So you just want to pay it off. You already have the trailer. You just need to pay it off.
Yes. I'm working now.
Okay.
You know, I paid already $36,500, more than $36,500.
So do you want to try to finance that, or do you want capital just to pay it off? What are you looking for?
I just need to just pay it off about $25,000.
Okay, so you want capital. Okay.
Can you hold, please, just
10
or 20 seconds, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Sir. One last question. How did our call center reach out to you? Did they call you? Did they email you?
That guy who called me for the offering.
Yeah. Did he call you?
He just called me.
Okay.
They called me.
Okay. Just wanted to verify that. And what's a good email for me to send over the application to?
That's DJASUR
3075@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I got JASUR3075@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I have your number at 615-850-4400.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. I will have somebody send out the application to you, and we'll see what we can do to help you out.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye. All right, thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.